from Block Club Chicago. Jen Sabella has extremely local news. And are we going to see more public restrooms around Chicago? Jen, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, I hope so. There are a couple of aldermen who are working on this issue. It turns out the United States is really lagging when it comes to public restrooms, one of the worst in the world, especially in the developed world. We have 8 toilets per 100,000 people in this country. That's compared to Iceland that has 56 per 100,000 people. And a couple of aldermen are taking up this issue. And the pandemic really highlighted it for folks who were living or experiencing homelessness or just out and about and having to work during the pandemic when everything was closed. People usually used to stopping into a Starbucks or a McDonald's. Those businesses were closed for a while, and there was literally nowhere to go. So there's a push to do a pilot program in the city to open some public toilets. The mayor seemed apathetic about it at a press conference the other day, so we'll see. She's said she has better things to worry about. But these aldermen say we can chew gum and walk at the same time, and this is something that is really needed in the city.
Let's hope they can do that. Okay, let's get to the breaking hot dog news, Jen.
So this is exciting. The Wiener Circle, which is obviously known for its sassy employees and its kind of wild late night antics, they added a patio and it is heated. There's like heat lamps out there. There's a full bar. So it's more of a hangout spot in the back now. If you were just popping in, it'll look just like it always did. But they added a lot of other stuff so you can hang out. It's child and dog friendly out there. They have special cocktails and, like I said, heat lamps for the winter. So if you want to sit out on the patio and hang out and have a drink while you're eating your cheese fries and Chicago-style dog, you can now do that over at 2622 North Clark Street.
Good. Now you can be insulted al fresco. And
exactly.
Finally, we have some good news for West Garfield Park grocery shoppers, don't we?
Yeah, so the neighborhood was really upset when an Aldi decided to close last month, and they were trying to negotiate with the store to stay open because there are very few grocery stores, full-service grocery stores in the area, and it turns out they were able to convince city leaders to buy the building that Aldi was in if negotiations with the community fall through. So if Aldi is unable to sell the building to another grocer, the city will buy it and sell it to the community for a dollar and put in a community grocery store at the location. That's over at 3835 West Madison Street. And this is the result of a lot of activism after Aldi closed. And folks just being really frustrated that that Aldi never said that there were declining sales at the store and that they needed the community to step up. They're saying, hey, we would have done whatever was possible to keep them here because there's such a shortage of quality grocery stores in the neighborhood.
More at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Jen. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.